From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Waves of selling by investors in China drove Shanghai stock prices down again Wednesday, despite traders' earlier hopes that a five-day stretch of colossal losses could be reversed. In contrast to the losses in China, Wall Street surged at the beginning of trading in the United States. European markets dropped sharply at first, then regained confidence and regained almost all of their losses on the hope of further monetary support by the European Central Bank. Brokers in the West said investors were regaining confidence after the market turmoil that peaked last week when China devalued its currency. The continuing decline in Shanghai, however, reflected the feeling by investors that the Chinese government and central bank must take stronger action to support markets. Record numbers of migrants are entering Hungary as well as arriving in many other parts of Europe. Hungary has registered more than 100,000 migrants in 2015, more than double the number from last year. Authorities said nearly 2,100 crossed the border Monday, the highest number to do so in a single day. The UN Refugee Agency called on all governments to respond compassionately to this human tide of people seeking safety.
I want a country to be part of. I want a country to belong to. I want a culture, a civilization. It's not for money or for food. It's for freedom, freedom of mind, for education, to be part of the civil world.
That is a migrant from Syria. The UNHCR said Tuesday that it expects 3,000 more people a day will be crossing from Greece into Macedonia, at least for the next few days. The agency stressed the need for humane treatment. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says any initiative to bring the four-year conflict in his country to a close should be a priority, but that no solution will be reached with the help of those who support terrorism. Syrian officials have routinely used the word terrorism to refer to anyone who opposes the government. International calls for a halt to the fighting in Syria and a political transition with new elections have so far not led to any progress in ending the conflict that has killed more than 240,000 people since March 2011. He also criticized the United States, which has given support to Syrian rebels, saying its leaders cannot be trusted to stand by their positions. By contrast, he praised ally Russia and its ongoing effort to try to revive the long-stalled peace process. The manhunt is over for a gunman sought for the fatal shootings of two U.S. journalists in the state of Virginia. The alleged gunman, a former employee of the television station where the slain man and woman worked, shot himself when confronted by police on a highway outside Washington, authorities said. The suspect, Vester Flanagan, survived his own gunshot and is in very critical condition. The attacker opened fire on reporter Allison Parker, 24, and photographer Adam Ward, 27, as they interviewed Vicki Gardner, a local businesswoman, at a shopping center in Smith Mountain Lake. Gardner was shot in the back but survived. All three, Parker, Ward, and Flanagan, had worked together at WDBJ-TV. A law passed nearly 150 years ago to give U.S. citizenship to freed slaves has become a hot-button issue in the 2016 presidential campaign. Last week, leading Republican presidential contender Donald Trump unveiled his campaign's immigration plan, including a controversial proposal to end granting automatic citizenship to any child born on U.S. soil. Trump said he doesn't believe the law grants American citizenship to such children, whom he calls anchor babies, a term many consider to be derogatory. NATO said two gunmen wearing Afghan Defense Forces uniforms attacked a military compound in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province Wednesday, shooting a vehicle and killing two coalition service members. A NATO statement said coalition troops returned fire, killing both of the shooters. The woman who appeared in the iconic photo as a dust-covered survivor of 9/11 terror attacks has died of stomach cancer, her family announced in Facebook posts. Marcy Borders, 42, a mother of two from Bayonne, New Jersey, died Monday. In a post on Twitter, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said, "Marcy Borders' passing is a difficult reminder of the tragedy our city suffered nearly 14 years ago." I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.